Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm here every weekend, same time, same station, and I would love to talk to you. I know you can't talk to me, but I would like to talk to you about your health and the quality of your life and how you can live longer at a high level of quality of life. It's your choice, my friends. You're the only ones that can change your health, both mentally and physically. Now, if you find the right alternative doctor that understands nutrition, diet, what you should eat and what you should not eat, they can help you. But that's far and few between. There are not many doctors. I might know one or two in the state, but I still don't think they have a full grasp of what I would like to see that could help you change your life. All of your aches and pains and symptoms that are being treated by your physician with drugs is only based on a deficiency of nutrients because you're not eating the right food, you're eating the wrong food, and you're eating foods that constantly cause inflammation and oxidative stress. Your body has a low-grade inflammation. It may be chronic, and your diet is causing it. All you have to do is change your diet, but you may not know what to change it to. And that's what we talk about here every weekend. Because you have choices to make. You can make better choices than you are now. You may not believe that food has such a power over your health. It's just not for pleasure. It's just not making you feel good. It's just not made to fill your tummy. You have to put the right fuel in your body to make your body work correctly in a healthy manner. You can't pull into the gas station and pump the wrong fuel in your car and expect it to perform the way you want it to perform. And if your body is not performing the way you want it to, whose fault is that? I'm pointing my finger at somebody. Maybe all of you, some of you. I know it's got to be some of you anyway. But we can change. You can change. And it doesn't take long. 3 to 6 months. Now, it doesn't mean you can go back to eat the way you want. If you're going to change the food you're eating to the food that you should be eating, you can't go back. You got to stay with the foods you are now selecting to have a better quality of life. No going back. That's how people gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight. Because they lose weight and they go back to the old form of eating and they gain all the weight back and some more. It's been estimated they'll gain another 20%. You don't want to do that. You want to make a change permanently, so that you have health the rest of your life. Why walk around the way you are? Aches and pains, barely can walk. There's so many wrong conditions that we are treating with drugs. We could get off drugs. Would that be nice? Get off all those drugs you're taking. Now, I'm not saying you should stop them. You should talk to your doctor before you do that. And you should probably even talk to your doctor before you make a change of diet. But you can get off your drugs. I know so many people that have changed their dietary intake, the food they're eating, the meals they're eating, and they're no longer taking any drugs. No more drugs for high blood pressure. No more drugs for cardiovascular disease. No more drugs for type 2 diabetes. Sounds strange? Sounds like it's impossible? It's not. People are doing it every day. And you can be one of those that are doing it every day as well. It's not hard. Yes, it takes discipline. Yes, it takes some sacrificing. You may not want to give up some of the foods that you're eating, because in many cases, oh, and not you, but in many cases, some people listening are eating junk food, ultra-processed foods, foods that are filled with sugar and carbohydrates and no nutritional value. None, zip, zero. But you can make changes. If you want to stay the way you are, that's not my choice, that's your choice. And if you want to do that, you go right ahead. But you have to suffer the consequences, and the consequences are the way you feel. If you like getting up in the morning, stiff, aching, pains, your face all puffy, your ankles all puffy, you're all swollen, you don't feel good, I don't know how you want to feel, but I would not want to feel that way. I get up very early in the morning. I get up somewhere between 4:15 and 4:30. And I jump out of bed, jump into the shower, feel fantastic. I feel wonderful. I feel mentally and physically fantastic. You can do the same. I don't have a monopoly on it. I just do some right things, and you can do the same things. And if you do, you'll have the same kind of outcome. It'll all come to you. And today we have a lot of things to cover. I'm going to talk about a mineral. And this mineral, about 80 to 90% of the entire population is deficient in this mineral. Not 100%. But by a large margin that they are deficient. And it has whopping benefits if you get enough of it. Then I'm going to talk about extra virgin olive oil is the best and why it is the best. And women, you can cut the risk of death by 50% from all causes. And then there are alternatives to Benadryl. Now, there are nutrient deficiencies associated with type 2 diabetes. So if you have type 2 diabetes, more than likely, you have some nutrients insufficient. And the herb of the day, one of my most favorite herbs, it's been used for thousands of years. It has taken soldiers through wars hundreds and hundreds of years ago. It was a medicine in those days. It was able to heal wounds, abrasions, all kinds of injuries and wounds. And the effects of the keto diet on mental health. If you want to make changes, the way to go is on a high-fat, low-carb diet or a keto diet. It's the type of diet that's going to take you way beyond what you could normally live, but in a state of healthiness. And then we'll talk about collagen for painful joints. So we have a lot to talk about, so let's not waste any more time and get into the real subject of why we should be doing this and getting the best results. Now here's a quick review of the mineral that most people are lacking. And this is on the basis of magnesium. Not manganese, but magnesium, M-A-G. N-E-S-I-U-M, magnesium, It's a very essential mineral. And 99% of magnesium in the human body is stored in the bones, muscles, and non-muscular soft tissue. Now, magnesium plays a very distinct role in over 300 enzymatic reactions in the body. One of the hardest working minerals in our body. But 70 to 80% of Americans do not get enough magnesium. They don't even get the minimum recommendation, daily recommendation of magnesium. And that is 420 milligrams for men and 320 milligrams for women. They don't even get that amount. The foods that Americans eat today have been stripped of all their nutrients. They've been refined and processed, ultra-processed. They're not even foods anymore. They're man-made in a laboratory. And they're manufactured based on the recipe coming up out of the laboratory. They're not real food, not real natural food. Now, where do we get magnesium? What are the food sources of magnesium? Well, that includes nuts and seeds. You know, I would probably think only 1 out of 10 people might eat nuts during the day or sometime throughout the day or at a meal. People just don't think of nuts and seeds as food. They're made for Christmas time. They're made for holidays. Nobody eats walnuts or macadamia nuts or hazelnuts, hazelnuts more commonly. They're filberts. People just don't eat nuts. In Europe, they finish off their meals with a handful of nuts and a piece of fruit. We don't do that in the U.S. It's all sugar. Now, there's a good source of magnesium in bananas, leafy green vegetables, and avocados, but those too are not consumed very often. Now, here's some signs you want to watch for. There are signs that means you need more magnesium. But also remember that the organs with the highest need for magnesium is your brain, bones, heart, muscles, liver, and kidneys. That means you need a lot of magnesium to distribute through these different magnesium-laden tissues of the body. Now, what are the signs that you should look for? Well, first of all, fatigue, tiredness, exhaustion, muscle cramps, legs twitching at night, restless legs, spasms, cramps, muscle cramps, muscle weakness, irregular heartbeat, anxiety. Jot these down so you can remember them. Fatigue, muscle cramps, spasms, twitches, restless leg syndrome, muscle weakness, irregular heartbeat, anxiety. What exactly does magnesium do? Well, in the area of the brain, it crosses the blood-brain barrier. Now, when I talk about the blood-brain barrier, that's like a wall around a fortress. Think of your brain as the fortress. And around the fortress, around the brain, there is a blood-brain barrier, a wall that prevents foreign substances, poisonous objects, to come into the brain. The brain is so fragile, and the brain is so important to our health, it's critical. So there's a blood-brain barrier. But magnesium can cross the blood-brain barrier. That means it's invited into the brain area because the brain needs it. Can't live without it. And in your brain, it promotes calmness in the brain. So it's indicated for depression, anxiety, and nervous system. Diseases like Parkinson's disease, MS, MG. Also for the heart. And in the area of the heart, it helps regulate heartbeats, which are electrical stimulation of the heart, and aids in blood vessel dilation. Opens up the vessels so more blood flows through. It dilates. That means opens up, expands. And it's indicated for AFib, high blood pressure, and prevention of stroke and heart attacks. And people with the lowest magnesium levels are 50% more likely to develop AFib. Magnesium is the choice for treating AFib. And what effect does it have on your muscles? Well, it relaxes muscle tension and reduces pain, calms overactive nerves. It's indicated for cramping, muscle twitching, Charley horses, fibromyalgia. And here's something you may not have known. Magnesium is commonly used as medication and can restore magnesium levels in the body. But here are some things that can deplete, eliminate, lower to a very low level because it actually deletes magnesium out of the body. And what are those? High blood sugar levels. Diabetes drugs, including GLP-1. All these drugs deplete magnesium. Also heartburn and acid reflux. And the long-term use of proton pump inhibitors, PPIs. Depletes magnesium. You know, proton pump inhibitors is only a temporary use, a few months. But I've run into people that have been on them for years and years and years. Think of all the depletion of magnesium. And high blood pressure. Certain water pills, diuretics, deplete magnesium. We have to restore magnesium every day. If you don't have plenty of food that has not been stripped of its minerals, that still contains magnesium, that you'll help to restore the magnesium in your body, or maybe you're taking a supplement that contains magnesium. We'll talk about that in a moment. Now, the best way to take magnesium. Pair it with B6, vitamin B6, called P5P, and zinc. There are some side effects, and there are some people who claim they should not take B6 because it has side effects. Yes, that's true, but only in very large quantities. Like 5 grams, not the normal daily level of B6. And then there's a very special form of B6 called P5P. This is the biologically a form of magnesium that the body, if you only take B6, the body has to convert the B6 into P5P. Vitamin B6 can boost magnesium absorption. That's why it's so important to pair it with magnesium. And this increases the benefits of magnesium. And for people with very severe stress, the combination of magnesium and B6 lowered stress levels more than magnesium on its own. The combination of B6 and magnesium successfully treats restless legs. I've had people say, I've tried magnesium and it didn't work. Well, first of all, there's several kinds of magnesium that will never work because they're not the right kind of magnesium. You have to have the right kind of magnesium, and then with B6 and zinc, because they both make magnesium more effective. So if you're using just plain magnesium, and you can say, I've used it for restless legs, does not work. I agree. You're not telling me something I don't know. I know it doesn't work. Because you need B6 and zinc with magnesium. Because zinc and magnesium work synergistically. They work together. They harmonize. It's like having a sibling. Shown to reduce the symptoms of depression and anxiety. Lowers blood sugar levels, protects against free radical formation. When they're combined together, make sure you look for a magnesium when you're shopping that also contains zinc and B6. And then also, too, make sure you pick out the right magnesium. There's 4 or 5 different kinds of magnesium. You don't want magnesium citrate. You don't want magnesium oxide. You do not want magnesium hydroxide, also known as milk of magnesia. And magnesium oxide is magnesium plus oxygen. And magnesium citrate is magnesium plus citric acid. Now, the oxide and the citrate, many people say, I can't take that. It causes diarrhea. Yes, you're absolutely right. Now, some people that are highly constipated may benefit from citrate and oxide because what they do is they attract moisture, water, fluid into the colon to make the stool soft and prevent it from drying out. Now, these forms of magnesium that I just mentioned, the three that I mentioned, citrate, oxide, and hydroxide, they're very poorly absorbed. And as I mentioned, they have a laxative effect. Now, what you really want is magnesium bisglycinate. Magnesium. B-I-S. Bisglycinate. Chelate. It's bound to an amino acid. Amino acid is a compound. There are many of them, 22 amino acids, from protein. The magnesium is complex to glycine, glycinate, a healthy amino acid, very well absorbed, no laxative effects, but make sure you combine it with B6. And it's called P5P, and that stands for pyridoxal 5-phosphate. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate. And zinc, B6, zinc, and pyridoxal 5-phosphate, also known as P5P, or as magnesium bisglycinate. You can use this for lowering blood pressure, many different heart benefits, and so much more. Magnesium is one of the most powerful, effective, successful minerals our body requires on a daily basis. We need it every day. So magnesium will change your life. But right now, I've got to pause. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving. I'm going to be here until the top of the hour. But I have to pause. The station needs to identify itself, run some commercials, and then I'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. Now, if you have to, I'm saying a prayer for you wherever you're going to make sure you're safe and happy and that you have a fantastic day. I'm Terry Naturally. This is Terry Talks Nutrition. Back right after this. And for those of you that are stuck around, welcome back. I'm back. I hope you're back too, because we still have a lot of information to share with you. A lot of good stuff coming your way. And we'll be here to the top of the hour. We're here to give you more information, to give you some quality ideas to regain your health. I almost think that you're here because you want to learn how to be healthier. Now, I can tell you how to be healthier. I can help you take some ideas, new concepts, new revolutions to change your life. But I can't do it for you. I don't want to do it for you because you're the only one who's going to gain from it. I want to help you. I want to give you ideas on how you can become healthier. And it's not going to cost you a cent. You just have to make the right choices. And we always talk to you about the right choices. So we spent the last, 20, 25 minutes talking about magnesium. Now we're going to be talking about extra virgin olive oil and why it's the best. Extra virgin olive oil is so superior that I don't consider it a food. I refer to it more as medicine. It's mentioned in the Bible many, many times, both the fruit and the oil. It's been used in many different church services. Olive oil is truly, truly a medicine. But what's the difference? Well, extra virgin olive oil. It's the highest quality. Very, very little processing. It's cold pressed. And usually they use stone mills in many areas of the world. And they use no chemicals. Low acidity, like 1%, 1.5%. It has the highest levels of polyphenols and other beneficial compounds. It has been estimated by researchers and world's experts on olive oil that extra virgin olive oil containing high levels of polyphenols contains over 200 compounds that can benefit our health. 200. When you buy a vitamin supplement, maybe you're getting 20 or 30 nutrients. But here you're getting 200. Now, there is also a virgin oil, not extra virgin, but there also is another virgin oil, slightly lower in quality, flavor, and smell. Not quite as desirable as the extra virgin. Regular or light olive oil is another choice. My choice is always the extra virgin with the highest levels of polyphenols. My olive oil of choice contains over 2,200 milligrams of polyphenols per kilo. That's the highest I've ever seen. Now, this regular and light olive oil, very low quality of oil that is processed to remove flavor and odor, which also strips out antioxidants and other beneficial compounds. Small amount of virgin olive oil is blended back in to give it a little bit more nutritional value. Now, when you're shopping, make sure you read the labels. Many manufacturers that sell their products online, they talk about the good of their product. They try to really make their product stand out. Fantastic, clean, excellent, nutritional value, blah, 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 blah. A lot of it is a malarkey. And I bought things online, and they don't really give you all the details. So when you get that product delivered to your home by FedEx or Amazon or whoever, read the label. Don't just start using the product. Read the label. And if you aren't happy, send it back. I was looking for an olive oil mayo, mayonnaise. Olive oil mayonnaise. And they talked about all this olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, in a high ratio of mayo, all these wonderful attributes of this extra virgin olive oil and mayo. So I ordered it. I looked at the label when I got the bottle delivered to my house. And it was over 50% extra virgin olive oil. And the rest, olive oil pomace. Olive oil pomace is a second or third grade olive oil, including the olive, the pit, everything. Very poor quality. And they actually process it with heat and hexane, a very toxic chemical that extracts every drop of olive oil out of the olives because they want everything, because that means more money. And then they put that in the mayo. I don't want all that garbage in my mayo. I wanted the extra virgin olive oil mayo. Where is it? You didn't tell me why you didn't put it in. So it went back. I ordered coho salmon in a can, like salmon. And it was, the whole bill of it on the ads, how clean it was, how good it was the best salmon. They had people talking about it, praising it. Well, of course, these people don't care what they eat sometimes anyway. But I got the coho salmon, read the label, and it had fish, artificial fish sauce in the can. Artificial fish sauce. Why couldn't you just make a fish sauce? Why does it have to be artificial? Because money. They want to make it as cheap as they possibly can. So you have to read the labels. Don't just get something in a package delivered, then you start using it. You don't read the label. I look at every label I get. Sometimes I even have to use a magnifying glass because the labels are so small and the writing is so small, but I'll be darned, I'm not going to eat something that's not the quality that I want. And you should not either. Look at it very, very carefully. Now, why is the virgin oil, the extra virgin olive oil, the best? Well, for 2 years, researchers gathered health data from almost 700 adults who were overweight or actually were obese and had metabolic syndrome. The subjects of this study, the 700 adults, reported their food intake and had their mental function tested at several points during the trial. In the results of this trial, people who regularly consumed virgin, not regular olive oil, but virgin, extra virgin olive oil, had better mental function and a healthier gastrointestinal tract at a higher level of the microflora versus people who consumed refined olive oil, and who experienced accelerated mental decline. Now it affects our brain. It affects our heart. Olive oil affects every cell in our body. It's a medicine. I try to get 4 to 6 tablespoons of olive oil every day. And I would suggest the same. Now, if you're just starting out, if you just use a teaspoon or a half a tablespoon and then gradually work yourself up, you're going to see the difference. I've run into people in Greece and Italy who actually consume 1 cup a day of olive oil. They drink it. They consume about 21 liters a year per individual. We consume 1/4 to 1/2 liter in America. Olive oil is not in our schedule of food. Make it in yours. Start using a tablespoon. Yes, I know you can sprinkle it on your salad, but did you ever look at the bowl after you ate the salad? All that is olive oil in the bowl. You didn't get it all. It's all made the bowl oily. You didn't eat all of it. I want it off my spoon. That's the way I know I got 100% of the olive oil. It's expensive. Don't waste it. Get all you can. I try to get it off my spoon, that there isn't a drop left on my spoon. I try to get at least 2 or 3 in the morning for breakfast, 2 or 3 in the evening. So I'm always someplace between 4 and 6 tablespoons of olive oil daily. You will see the changes. You'll be amazed at how you feel. Make sure you get olive oil as a medicine. Now here's, ladies, this one is on you. Ladies, do you want to cut your risk of early death by 50%? 50%. This is a choice. Now, what I'm going to share with you is a way that you can cut your death by 50%. What do you say about that? Now, what do you think it might be? Exercise keeps women alive. Scientific researchers in Australia followed over 11,000 middle-aged women for 15 years, monitoring their health and how much and how often they exercised. And the results, the key to the results is the consistency in exercise, that you don't give up, that you don't miss 2 or 3 times a week. Women who nearly always met their exercise goal for 150 minutes a week, which is just over 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes a day had half the risk of dying versus women who didn't meet this benchmark. What's 20 minutes? That you can reduce the risk of dying by 50%. Wow. The best benefits were seen when women were consistently exercising by the age of 55 or even earlier. The earlier you start, the more success you're going to have. Now, I know a lot of people that buy Benadryl and use Benadryl. I see it often. And maybe you might be a user of Benadryl. Well, 64% of American households IllergyMedicines. One of the most popular. Yes, it's Benadryl. Benadryl and the ingredient in Benadryl is also found in products like Tylenol PM, Robitussin, cough and cold, Advil PM. It is used in these different products. Why? Because it stops allergic reactions, but causes sleepiness and dries out the mucous membranes. And the problem with Benadryl, there's adverse effects, side effects, which include falling asleep during the day, dry eyes, blurry vision, and regular use over time. This is what you should think about. When you're using Benadryl, it increases the risk of dementia, Alzheimer's disease, by over 50%. You're setting yourself up for many serious side effects, and that's a serious side effect. If you're using a drug that increases the risk of dementia by over 50%, but also keep in mind that it blocks a neurotransmitter in the brain, acetylcholine, that is responsible for memory, learning, and attention. These are things we have to think about. If you're going to use a drug, maybe you can use something natural. And there are alternatives to Benadryl, natural alternatives. For allergies, quercetin. Quercetin is spelled Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. It's a natural compound, but it blocks histamine just like Benadryl, and in some cases better than Benadryl. The compound that causes allergic reactions without interfering with acetylcholine. There's another compound called Pleuran, spelled P-L-E-U-R-A-N, Pleuran, found in oyster mushrooms. Also helps to reduce the immune system dysfunction associated with seasonal allergies. What about cough and cold? There are many options that can treat cough and cold. Andrographis, propolis, two of my top favorites for cough and cold. Andrographis, propolis. They are both referred to as multimicrobial. They're multi-useful in reducing all kinds of pathogens. They don't just boost up the immune system. They actually seek out and kill off the bacteria, the virus, the fungus. But also elderberry, the Pleuran, which I already mentioned. Ivy and thyme for cough. And eucalyptus and myrtle for sinus congestion. There are so many good alternatives to Benadryl. You have to experiment. Buy one or more of these and try some of these ingredients. And what about sleep issues? Melatonin. Most people don't use enough melatonin. It is one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories, antioxidant. It resets the circadian rhythm to help you fall asleep easily, quickly, without increasing dementia risk. Wow, that's all worth it. Or drying out your mouth and eyes. This is the best to use. These are alternatives to Benadryl, and there are many of them. You don't have to worry about only one available. Now, if you have type 2 diabetes, you may be deficient in an associated nutrient. If you have diabetes, that's going to cause you to have some nutrient deficiencies. Roughly 1 in 8 Americans has type 2 diabetes, high blood sugar levels, high insulin levels, insulin resistance. Diabetes is associated with poor quality diet, so don't get good nutrition to start with. Sedentary indoors lifestyle interferes with nutrient storage or formation. Fatty liver and kidney disease impair nutrient metabolism and absorption. And most common deficiency associated with type 2 diabetes, and one of the most critical, and to be quite honest with you, it's not a vitamin. It's referred to as a vitamin, but it truly is a hormone. Vitamin D. D like dog. D3. 60% of people with type 2 diabetes are low in vitamin D. Other common deficiencies, if you have type 2 diabetes, magnesium. 42% of patients with type 2 diabetes have low magnesium. 28% of patients or people have a lack of iron. Vitamin B12, 29%, but higher deficiency rates. If you have type 2 diabetes, the B12 is lowered by 29%. But if you're on the drug metformin, you have higher deficiency rates reported for those taking the drug. So drugs deplete nutrients. It doesn't make things better. It makes things worse. So how do you correct these nutrient deficiencies? Eat real food. Not ultra-processed products or foods. Oh, in fact, I shouldn't even say food. They're not foods. Ultra-processed is not food. And they're lacking many essential vitamins and minerals. They've been stripped, processed, and refined. And I would highly add a quality multivitamin to address any nutrient gaps. Nutrients in their optimal forms of absorption and efficacy, active forms of B vitamins and chelated minerals. Look for a natural formula free of toxic ingredients like the preservative BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors. No gummies. They frequently contain sugar and in many cases high fructose corn syrup and artificial colors. Low on vitamins and minerals, and really low on minerals, especially iron. Did you see how small a gummy is? It's all gelatin and sugar with a sprinkling of dust, of minerals, or whatever they're putting into the product. It's not there in any meaningful levels. You're getting shortchanged. Don't let them do it to you. Learn how to buy. I would look for a drink mix that has over 30 nutrients in it, and you drink one or two daily. Pleasant taste, with all the minerals, vitamins, over 30 special nutrients. I've got one, well, I have several more that I want to go through, that I want to bring your attention to. But I don't want to rush it. I want to make sure that it has an impact on your thoughts, your recovery. I want to talk about the effects of the keto diet. I've talked about the keto diet. It's the best diet in the world for health. There's over 1,000 studies now done on the keto diet. And I want to talk to you about a special case. How the effects of the keto diet can affect mental health. Every form of mental health. That's depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar, anxiety, all of those. With some amazing, amazing results.